Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Australia, parade in Melbourne praised by public. New York, praise for Shenyun Symphony, really extraordinary orchestra. Denmark, CCP's organ harvesting becomes focus of attention at European Society for Organ Transplantation Congress. Yokohama, Japan, Falun Gong practitioners hold parade calling to end the persecution. Nagpur, India, high school students learn Falun Dafa. And paintings filled with compassion and good wishes adorn university campus. Now for the stories.
Australia. Parade in Melbourne praised by public. Falun Dafa practitioners from around Australia gathered in Melbourne to take part in activities on October 11th through the 13th, 2019. They held a parade, demonstrated the exercises, and held an experience-sharing conference. A grand parade was held in the city's central business district on Friday, October 11th. The parade commenced from Treasury Gardens and was led by the Tianguo Marching Band. The parade route passed through the busiest streets in town and showed tourists as well as local residents the beauty of the spiritual practice. It was a beautiful sunny day, and many people who work in the city came out of their offices during their lunch breaks and saw the colorful, peaceful parade. Spectators said it was a spectacular sight and expressed support for the practitioners' peaceful resistance against the brutal ongoing persecution in China. Several Chinese from China exclaimed loudly, "Falun Dafa is wonderful. We support you." Three tourists from Beijing stopped to watch the parade. It was the first time they had seen a parade by Falun Dafa practitioners. They said they were amazed. They kept repeatedly saying, "Falun Dafa is good. We support you." They also asked for information. A young man from China's Hunan province said to the practitioners, "I support Falun Dafa." He renounced his membership in the communist regime and its affiliated organizations. Michael, who lives in Tasmania, was on a three-day visit to Melbourne and saw the parade. He said that while watching the parade, he felt a beautiful energy and felt calm and relaxed. Michael said he hopes practitioners can organize a class to teach Falun Dafa in his hometown. Jan, who lives in Melbourne, exclaimed that Falun Dafa practitioners are safeguarding humanity, protecting those who are being persecuted, and upholding justice. She said that the practitioners are doing a remarkable thing. She was shocked to learn about the forced organ harvesting and thanked practitioners for letting people know about it.
New York, praise for Shenyun Symphony, really extraordinary orchestra. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra presented two performances in Carnegie Hall's Stern Auditorium in New York City on October 12th. Yvonne, the technical director at Madison Square Garden, said the performance was unforgettable. She said, "I will never forget this. I didn't want it to end. It completely made me forget about everything. It heightened my senses, incredible soul-searching. It brought me to this incredible height of feeling and expansion, like anything and everything is possible. I also felt a lot of hope. A lot of times I would think to myself, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Just the beauty of it and the magnificence of it. I couldn't believe I was living this moment listening to this. I'm definitely coming back next year," she said. A musician and graduate of the Juilliard School described the Shenyun Symphony Orchestra music, saying, "Wonderful. It was really extraordinary. It was some of the most beautiful, powerful central music. It was really extraordinary." A retired economist said, "There's a certain quality of, you can almost say, heavenly bliss at times. I like the fact that you've got newly composed classical music that incorporates traditions of East and West, adding something new to the tradition for a Western audience. It's a time when so much of the more modern compositions are atonal and the like. It's nice to see something that is truly just enjoyable. When the strings are playing, it's a sense of tranquility and beauty. Then, of course, there are the other pieces, which have a rousing contrast, and it's a glorious sense. A sense of triumph, a triumphant music at times. An interesting combination of the quiet and uplifting, he explained. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra will continue its North American tour with performances in Chicago, Illinois, and Boston, Massachusetts.
Denmark. CCP's organ harvesting becomes focus of attention at European Society for Organ Transplantation Congress. The 19th European Society for Organ Transplantation Congress was held in Copenhagen, Denmark from September 15th to the 18th, 2019. The Chinese Communist Party's organ harvesting from living prisoners of conscience again received wide attention. European Society for Organ Transplantation is the umbrella organization under which transplant activities are structured and streamlined in Europe and worldwide. Held every 2 years, the ESOT Congress attracts organ transplant leaders and experts from all over the world. More than 3,500 leading professionals in the field of organ transplants attended this year's ESOT Congress in Copenhagen on site, and more than 1,500 participated online. Exhibitions from the organ transplant field were held at the Congress venue for the entire duration of the event. China Organ Harvest Research Center, a nonprofit organization that conducts and presents authoritative research on organ transplant abuse in China, including the killing of prisoners of conscience for their organs, participated in the exhibition. A China Organ Harvest Research Center research report on China's organ transplant abuse and its on-demand transplants while lacking organ donors was selected to be part of the digital exhibition. The research findings stated China's astonishing development of its organ transplant industry, extremely short waiting periods, large numbers of organ transplant hospitals and surgeries, its lack of voluntary donation, and, in sharp contrast, its large scale of on-demand surgeries. The report was available for browsing on the digital screens as well as the app of the Congress, which also let users interact with the authors of the report. Martin, an organ transplant surgeon from the UK, said that organ harvesting was an issue of basic humanity and highlighted the parallels between the Chinese doctors and Nazi doctors from World War II. He said that we humans shouldn't repeat our mistakes, and after World War II, we said that no such thing would happen again. But it happened again. Martin stressed that we must find out the facts and face them.
Yokohama, Japan. Falun Gong practitioners hold parade calling to end the persecution. Falun Gong practitioners held a parade in downtown Yokohama on October 6th in support of the 340 million Chinese people who have quit their memberships in the Chinese Communist Party and its youth organizations. They condemn the CCP's persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. Practitioners collected signatures protesting the brutality. The practitioners held group practice for 2 hours in a park near Suguragichu Station in the morning. Some practitioners introduced Falun Gong to passers-by. The parade departed from Suguragichu Station Square, passed by the famous Yokohama Red Brick House, Chinatown, Isisasaki Street, and returned to the Suguragichu Station Square. The Tianguo Marching Band led the parade. Band members were dressed in bright uniforms, and their performance drew the attention of onlookers and pedestrians. The second group in the parade was a team holding banners worded, "Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance," supporting the 340 million people who quit the party, and "Stop the persecution of Falun Gong." Pedestrians and tourists paused to watch and took photos. Many people also signed the petition protesting the persecution. Mr. Nomura, a painter who was holding an exhibition at the Yokohama City Gallery, signed the petition and encouraged the practitioners to keep up their peaceful protests.
Nagpur, India. High school students learn Falun Dafa. Falun Dafa practitioners in Nagpur, the third largest city in India, taught the Falun Dafa exercises to students of Jupiter High School in Kamla, Nagpur, on October 5, 2019. The principal of Jupiter High had made arrangements to play the Falun Dafa exercise music through the school's speaker system. 250 students lined up on the exercise grounds. A practitioner introduced the principles of Falun Dafa, truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, and explained the benefits of the practice. A detailed introductory flyer was given to each student and teacher. The principal, teachers, and students enjoyed the exercises. The principal said that the music was very touching. The teachers were impressed with Falun Dafa and said that they would like the practitioners to come back and do the exercises with them again.
Paintings filled with compassion and good wishes adorn university campus. The Falun Gong Twin Cities Club at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, UMTC, participated in Paint the Bridge on September 26th and 27th. During this annual event, student organizations generate awareness for their groups by creating artworks on panels displayed across the Washington Avenue Bridge. Because of its unique location, which connects the two campuses of UMTC, the Washington Avenue Bridge is crossed by thousands of students, faculty, and staff every day and gets more foot traffic than any other route in Minneapolis. UMTC student clubs are invited to paint one or two panels each year. The members of the Falun Gong Twin Cities Club treasured this opportunity to introduce Falun Gong. Members took turns working on two paintings. They put their hearts into the challenge and produced colorful artworks. Several students learned the Chinese words truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Some stopped to ask for information about Falun Gong, and many students said they would like to learn the exercises. Some students from China were surprised to see Falun Gong paintings. They discussed with each other and took photos. The artworks created by the Falun Gong Club in previous years received wide attention from the UMTC community. They are filled with Falun Gong practitioners' compassion and best wishes. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.